This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There aren't many high schools in America that can boast that 100% of their graduates are going on to college. 100%. That's quite an achievement, especially for a school located in a community that's plagued by poverty, drugs, and gang violence. Codman Academy Charter Public School in the Dorchester neighborhood in Boston is small. There are only 100 students in grades 9 through 12, and only 19 students graduated last week. But the fact that all 19 of those students have been accepted by four-year colleges suggests that the school may have much larger lessons for the rest of the country. Meg Campbell is the co-founder and head of school at Codman Academy, and she joins us now from Boston. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand that many of your students arrived at Codman with poor academic records, and they weren't necessarily on a college-bound track. What happened at Codman?
Well, admission to our school is by lottery, so we have no say in who comes to the school. We're delighted to have them all come, but they did arrive underprepared academically. But they came with big dreams from their families, and I think that's an important part of this story. I think the school has done a phenomenal job in tapping into and partnering with parents' dreams for students. So, yes, they came underprepared, but nobody performs beyond expectation and preparation. And at Codman, we address both of those.
Well, it sounds like one of the key ingredients for your success here is the fact that all students were required to apply to college.
Well, there's all kinds of requirements at Codman that are unusual. We go longer days and more days. We go 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to noon. And students serve lunch. We have healthy lunches. Everybody takes 4 years of math. There's just a lot of things that if you go to Codman, you're just going to do it. And so if you go to Codman, you're going to apply to college. You actually do a sample application in the ninth grade.
And the students are all attending four-year institutions. What kind of colleges are we talking about?
Well, we have student ones going to Bowdoin, ones going to Holy Cross, North Carolina A&T, Wentworth here in Boston, Northeastern, UMass Amherst, UMass Dartmouth. And there's one student who has opted to go into the military and defer his college program. But I have no doubt that he will graduate from college, and he'll do it with the benefit of the GI Bill.
Meg Campbell, this class began with 32 students. Only 19 graduated. What happened to the 13 others?
Well, one will graduate this summer. He's still completing his internship. He already has a scholarship, and he will be going to UMass Dartmouth in the fall. Four students were retained, so they're still in the school. And eight students left for a variety of reasons. For some students, the 6 day a week was just too much. And, you know, one student moved away, and some kids just, you know, it was not a match. They really were not interested in doing the work. It's a hard school. You work hard. It's not for every student. But what we say is if you want to do the work and you're willing to do the work, we'll do everything to get you ready for college and life.
Statistics suggest that only one in four Black and Latino students who enter college actually graduate within 4 years. Those are very troubling numbers. So what are you going to do to make sure that these students actually see the finish line?
Two things we're going to do. One is from day one, we have made explicit the expectations and curriculum to succeed in college. Second, we have a social worker who, if kids run into difficult circumstances, is on call to work with them. And, you know, they've all got my phone number, and I'm expecting I'll be getting calls too.
Meg Campbell, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Meg Campbell is co-founder and head of school at Codman Academy Charter Public School in Dorchester, Massachusetts.